day 342 of hashtag 365. And I've been agonising about this. But hear me out. I had a conversation with my wife earlier today. And she said to me, Alex, you know, we're all so proud of what you've achieved this year. You've lost 3 stone and you've lost it steadily and consistently and healthily. You know, the improvements that you've made to your life are enormous. Check my blood pressure as well. My blood pressure is in a better place. She's like, you've got to stop being so hard on yourself. Because all the while that you're beating yourself up for messing this week up and all the rest of it, you're completely psychologically undoing all the positive steps you've made mentally as well as physically. And she's right. I've been piling pressure on myself to hit my goals. And the reality is this time of the year is really difficult. My job, now I haven't really spoken a lot about my job because it's not really, this isn't a podcast about me and my, you know, my career and my life. It's about, specifically about weight loss and this 365 day journey. But I'm very fortunate in the sense that, well, I work very hard, but I'm very fortunate in the sense that my job is very, very social. It's actually part of my job to go out to lunches and go to drinks things and go to, you know, press nights and all that sort of stuff. And I'm not complaining about that. Please understand, this is not me complaining, but I'm trying to contextualize my life. And the reason it's important is because at this time of year, there's so many things I need to go to, and they are things that I need to go to. They're not things that I can choose to not go to. I can't just say, oh, I'm not doing that, sorry, because it's part of my job to be involved. So, and I'm a food addict, and I know that, and I've talked about it, frankly, a lot, again and again over the course of this 365-day journey. And when you're a food addict, as I've said, you want to try and avoid being put in situations where there's going to be, A, something that lowers your inhibitions and removes your willpower, aka alcohol, and B, loads of delicious, tempting food. But I'm in that situation again and again and again over this Christmas season, and it's not letting up. You know, it's been all week. It was yesterday, it will be today. And then next week's obviously Christmas and Boxing Day and everything that comes with that. So the point she was making was that you've set yourself an impossible challenge to lose the amount of weight you want to lose in this month. It's not possible for you. And it's so true. And that really kind of, it really encapsulated this sort of tension that I've been feeling. I keep thinking if this was any other month of the year, I'd have smashed the weight goal by now. But this month has proven to be insurmountable. And, you know, I've always said from the very, very start of this podcast, I've always said, I'm always going to be honest with you. I'm always going to be honest with myself. But two things have sprung to mind. And I have to allow myself to acknowledge them. One is that I'm not going to hit my goal, not even my revised goal. 14 stone 6 by the end of this journey, by Jan 12th in my timeline, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Not unless I just stop eating altogether. Because to lose a stone in just over a few weeks is too much. It's too much at any time of year, especially at this time of year. And I know from looking at myself, it's my weigh-in tomorrow, there's no way that I'm going to be anywhere near 15 stone. I'm going to be about 15.7, 15.8, something like that. So to lose 7 or 8 pounds to get to 15 stone and then lose the rest of it to get to 14.6, it's too much. It's too much. And the other thing, so that's point one. And the other thing, you know, I want to mention is that I had my eyes set on doing this live show on the 12th of Jan. I was going to do a live show, invite you guys down, we'll find somewhere to do it, and probably in London, and record the final weigh-in and the final podcast in front of everybody. But again, I think I'm putting myself under too much pressure doing that. Because I know I'm not going to be at the target weight that I want to be at by that point. And I don't want that podcast to turn into me just being disappointed in myself in front of everybody because I haven't met my original target or even my revised target. That's not how I want to go out with hashtag 365. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to go out like that. So apologies to people that had that kind of date penciled in their diaries. I'm not going to be doing the live show on the 12th. I am, however, going to do the live show. It's just going to come a little bit later. Because that's what I've realised. Hashtag 365 was about taking an entire year to make drastic and radical changes to my relationship with food. And that has happened. The past few weeks have not been a good barometer of the strides that I've taken over the course of this year. But I am going to reach my targets. My targets are there. And I will reach them. I just probably won't reach them by Jan 12th and on day 365. And I've got to make my peace with that. It doesn't mean the whole thing has been an unmitigated failure. It hasn't. I've lost 3 stone. By Jan 12th, I'll have lost over 3 stone. I'll have lost like 3.5 stone. Maybe I will see a 14 at the front of my weight. Even if it's 14 stone 13 or 14 stone 12 or 14 stone 10. And that's a monumental achievement. I should remember that and not beat myself up, even though I am at the moment. So, in fact, should I make that a target? It's important to have a target. It's important to have a goal. So why don't I just revise the goal again? Originally, the goal was 14 stone on the nose. I revised it to 14 stone 6. Why don't I just say, by the end of 365, Jan 12th, I'm going to have a 14 at the front of my weight. Even if it's 14 stone 13 and a half, I'll have a 14 at the front of my weight because that is achievable. I can do that. I know I can do that. And I know I said that last time, but even with this month being as crazy as it is at the end of this year, I know that I can achieve that by Jan 12th. That's only like £9 to lose or £8 to lose or something like that. So I can do that. I know I can. So let's revise that goal. And I'll keep you updated as to when the actual live show is going to be. Maybe I'll do it when I'm actually closer to the 14 stone 6 mark or the 14 stone mark. I'll schedule it. I'll do a podcast. I'll stick it out so you guys can hear it. And we'll make it happen. So yeah, like as I felt last time when I revised my goal, I feel like a little bit like I've let myself down, but I've still lost 3 stone. And that's bloody amazing. I've not lost that much weight ever in my life. So in such a huge way, this experiment has been a massive success. And it's not over yet. But let's see where we're at tomorrow with the weigh-in, shall we? Oh, Christ.